I think, as Jim has hinted at in his opening, I don't think, as someone who's been around the game here a long time, I don't think I've ever seen unionism in such a mess. There's general widespread worry and concern right across the unionist community at the recent direction of travel of our province and how unionism is being presented. You may have not recognised, but in next month it will be 15 years since the DUP took over the leadership of unionism as the largest party. In that time, they've turned a unionist majority into a minority. They've turned into Republicans. We now have a reputation for incompetence and corrupt government, where how can it possibly be that Sinn Féin is able to say we must have integrity in government? Can you believe it? But that is where they have brought us. And it is up to ourselves and under the leadership of Robin to counteract that. The latest tweeze at Westminster is Nigel Dodds is going to lead a guerrilla army as he brings down the government. Well, I have to say that I don't normally think of Che Guevara and Nigel Dodds in the one sentence, but that's what we have. We've got this. They're going to mount guerrilla warfare. A few weeks ago, they were swaggering around Westminster as kingmakers, and now they've turned themselves, in their own words, into ball breakers. And they now have this guerrilla army. What shall we call it? Should it be the Third Force? Well, we've had that and it didn't quite work. Then we had the Red Berets. Do you remember the Red Berets? Well, that's maybe old hat. What about the Clontibret Fusiliers? Does that ring a bell with any of you? But the serious point is, I attended a meeting in Westminster on Wednesday where a middle-ranking Tory backbencher was speaking, and he referred to our erstwhile friends from Northern Ireland. Erstwhile friends. And what is the outcome of this guerrilla warfare? John McDonnell, the Shadow Chancellor of the Exchequer, announced to the world that he longed for a united Ireland. And he was even prepared, he said, to wear an orange sash and a bowler hat if that would help to bring it about. He's the alternative. He's the person who would occupy number 11 Downing Street, a man who longs for a united Ireland. So this guerrilla warfare, yes, if you're in a position where your votes can swing things, yes, you can be an important player, but it's how you play your hand. By threatening the government in the way that they're doing, all they're doing is alienating a large slice of our natural support. And of course, the Labour Party are simply laughing their heads off at while this goes on. So I have to say, ladies and gentlemen, that it really is most distressing to see unionism brought to this position in such a short time. And of course, as we will hear from the leader and from Jim Nicholson and other speakers later on, Brexit brings with it a huge challenge for all of us. It's the biggest constitutional and political upheaval in most of our lifetimes, and I suspect that it's very unclear how it's going to end. But we as a party have to continue, we have to spread a message, we have to get this idea across that there is another way. There's a partnership model that we set our hands to many years ago. It's been corrupted by government and by others, and it has prevented us getting that middle ground partnership within the union, which is the long-term strategy for maintaining the union and a good quality of life. And this party has a role to play. Yes, it's been a tough number of years, but I have to say, folks, with what I see going on around me today, there never has been a time when we are needed more than we are today. Because what we've replaced traditional unionism with, it's like kids released into a sweetie shop that couldn't keep their hands out of the jar. I was privileged to be Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Investment for 3 years. It was in those days one of the best departments in the government, and ironically, the energy division was one of the best divisions in the department. And listen to what we hear every day on that, at that inquiry. How could this possibly have been brought about? I think it was brought about because of the culture that was promoted by leadership in the DUP over a number of years, where SPADs could run around departments dictating to ministers. I can tell you, folks, when we were in those offices and Danny Kennedy's in front of me, that couldn't possibly have happened. And this culture that has been engendered of me, 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 what we can get out of it, instead of a culture of public service, is the problems that we're addressing today. So I think we're all deeply concerned and deeply worried. But I have to say this, I want to say that our party, under Robin's leadership, has got even more responsibility going forward than we've ever had before. So I would like to pay tribute once again on your behalf to all those who work for our party, not only at Stormont, but throughout the councils, and we'll be concentrating in local government shortly because that's where a lot of the action is now, particularly in the absence of a working executive. And that's not the first time it has happened. Local government has provided stability to this country when other institutions have faltered. So I want to pay tribute to all of those representatives. I want to pay tribute to our staff, ladies and gentlemen, who have kept our organisation going, organising events like today and keeping the day-to-day routine going. And I would ask you to show your appreciation for them and all that they do. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we move forward into this conference, there's some very important messages that are going out in the speeches. We have a varied programme later on of fringe events. And one thing I would ask you to ensure that you do, we have, I think, 36 exhibitors at our conference today, and these are vitally important for the financial success of our conference. Please ensure that you visit the stands. These people come and support us every year, and it's vitally important that they get a response from the membership, they hear our views and give reaction to them. So please make sure that throughout the day, the morning, you get an opportunity to visit the stands and speak to them and hear what they have to say. Some of them have extremely important messages to give to us. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we move into our conference proper, we decided this year that with local elections coming in 2019, it was essential that our councillors and the work that they do is properly recognised. And of course, we've been very fortunate this year. If you look at the front of your conference programme, you will see that we have 5 out of 11 local councils are now being chaired by Ulster Unionists, and we're delighted to see the Lord Mayor of Armagh, Banbridge and Craigavon here. Julie, thank you very much for what you've been doing as well. We've also got Councillor Richard Smart from Ards and North Down in our midst as well, and we also have Lindsay Miller, who's the Mayor of Mid and East Antrim. And I mean, many of these, and then we have Paul Michael, who's Mayor of Antrim and Newton Abbey, and Hard Thornton in Fermanagh and Omagh. And it's interesting that a number of them, or at least two of those, are being mayors in their first term of office. And that is a tremendous achievement. And I think we should give them a round of applause too.